Hey guys, welcome back to the Roots Madness podcast. I'm Maggie Glio.
I'm Min Dong. 194 days until March Madness tips off.
Yes, sir, and back for another episode. It has been a while. Obviously, finals is going on and a lot of studying stuff, so haven't really been. We've been watching games, but obviously haven't been covering them with the podcast, but just happy to be back for another episode on Friday. Obviously, the key days do it on Mondays and Fridays, so glad we can get two out this week and two very good episodes we had, one on Monday and obviously one today covering the fantastic week we've had, obviously progressing into the weekend as well.
Yeah, and if you guys don't see what I'm wearing, I'm already in the Christmas spirit. You know, Christmas is coming up real soon. If you guys have not taken your finals yet, good luck, because that's coming up fast. We'll be back better than ever probably next week when we're both home.
Yeah, both going to be home next week. My flight's actually tomorrow morning at 7 in the morning, so we'll be having fun for that. But obviously, a lot of games happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday as well, so just very excited for those. But yeah, quick piece of breaking news before we kick things off today. Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl, two-game suspension. A lot of stuff going on in Auburn, as you may have noticed. Obviously, last year had the postseason ban. This year, only a two-game suspension for the head coach Bruce Pearl due to associate head coach Chuck Auburn steering players into Auburn is the investigation that has been going on for the past couple of years. This happened in 2018 or 17, I believe. Finally getting addressed now. Why? I don't know. But thankfully for Auburn, no postseason ban was given. So good success there. Obviously, for Bruce Pearl, he's going to be out the next two games. Auburn does play on Saturday against Nebraska. So what are your thoughts on the appeal and the investigation, obviously, in the ban given for Auburn?
Yeah, thankfully, like you said, there was no postseason ban because they gave one to themselves last year, which they said it counted. So, yeah, I think this was all the right decisions.
Definitely agree, and thankfully they did not get the postseason ban. Oklahoma State first, yeah, the only team so far this year to have gotten one, but you never know what the NCAA has in store. They could definitely see some more for some other teams as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm. And let's get to the top 25 recaps. Gonzaga, number 5 Gonzaga, with a bounce back win over Marinette. But what did I tell you? The play of the day, 2-0 for a lot of ass episode. The over, I told you guys it was going to be in the mid-130s, and guess what? It was in the mid-130s, and Merrimack covered their spread, so I'm happy I'm back. Number 6, Villanova, monster second half over Syracuse in the Jimmy V Classic. Number 8, Kansas, destroys UTEP. Number 10, Kentucky, close win over Southern, but they got it done. Number 11, Arizona, wins the battle of the undefeated against Wyoming. Number 12, Arkansas, remains undefeated as well with the win over Charlotte. Number 14, Houston, big win over Alcorn State. Number 16, USC, with a big win over Eastern Kentucky. Number 17, Iowa State, huge rivalry win over Iowa. Number 19, Michigan State, kicks off a conference play with a win over Minnesota, who is now defeated. Number 21, Ohio State, with an 11-point win over Towson. 22, Michigan, with a 20-point comeback win over Indiana. Number 24, BYU, takes down Utah State. What are your thoughts on these top 25s?
Yeah, man, good stuff for a lot of these teams. Some very interesting stat lines and scores within these top 25 games. Obviously, congrats to you on the play of the day hitting with Merrimack. Definitely a very good game, and knew it was going to be within margin for Merrimack because they have such a good defense. And Villanova, obviously, a very good comeback they had against Syracuse. Wisconsin, I think, was the biggest story of this past – well, I mean, obviously, the biggest story is happening in the upset column. But Wisconsin, a very good stat line and story coming back from now 20 against Indiana. They're looking to be fantastic to start their season off. So let's go Badgers, man. Very excited for that. But, yeah, overall, a lot of good stuff. Good rivalry wins and some good conference play kickers. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff. And obviously, shout out to Arizona.
Yeah, and one thing I have to say, obviously I'm a big Iowa State fan. I love everything about Iowa State. But, yeah, I was kind of an Iowa State hater so far. But after looking at that win last night, that rivalry win, I think Iowa State is actually the real deal. They're pretty legit this year.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I agree, man. They're legit. And pretty much the key pieces, Gabe Kalshura from Minnesota and Isaiah Brockington from Penn State. That's the key. That's a key difference maker, and also TJ Ulsterberg, three key difference makers, and definitely is showing so far. So I think Iowa State is definitely legit as well, and just gonna see what they can do because they're gonna move up the ranks. I think come Monday, because a lot of teams did drop. And speaking of that, let's just get to those upsets. Four key upsets here, and then we got the Big East, Big 12 upsets as well happening in a minute. So first up, the big story of the week: number 1 team history made for Purdue, stunned at the buzzer. Ron Harper Jr., half court three, bang. Rutgers wins at home and defeats the number one team in the nation in Purdue. Next up, number 13, Tennessee, your team. You jinxed them, man. That's all I got to say. Lost to Texas Tech in OT. Not a good shooting performance from them. And the key clip from this game, they missed the layup from Tennessee. I don't know who exactly it was, but very wide open layup, just missed it. It happens, but definitely showing up Tennessee's game and the loss to Texas Tech in the Jimmy B Classic. Texas Tech, should expect them to be ranked after a good win, and they're looking to be good. Only loss to them is Providence this year. Florida, number 20, very bad loss to Texas Southern. Not too much to say about it. They got blown out, and Texas Southern was, what, I think 1-7 or 0-7 against Florida to start the season, so not a good loss for Florida. Finally, Virginia, another loss. They have in-state battle James Madison. First time in school's history that they have beat Virginia, and so just good stuff for James Madison. But Virginia, it is not looking too good for them. Tony Bennett is in trouble, if I do say so myself. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the Purdue one, that's just college basketball. We keep saying this. And it's only December. There's 3 months left until March. And, man, Rutgers, obviously they've had their struggles. But, yeah, what a game that was. Tennessee, Texas Tech, what an ugly game to watch. I know I was tuned in for that one. But after the first couple of minutes, I had to turn it off. It was ugly. And that missed it. Josiah James, I got no comment. Florida, I don't know what happened to them. Texas, they just started the game, and yeah, they just didn't play well. And Virginia, James Madison, another ugly game. Virginia only scored 14 points in the first half. That's all you really need to know about that game.
Yeah, that's all I really need to know. And undefeated watch, 8 undefeated teams now remain. Iowa State, Arkansas, LSU, Baylor, Colorado State, Arizona, USC, and San Francisco. So only 2 quote-unquote mid-major teams. I know San Francisco probably the only mid-majorist team because they're in the West Coast Conference. But, yeah, so a lot of those fraudulent, I guess, undefeated teams have finally lost and down to the real deal with these 8 left. So quick thoughts on those last 8.
Yeah. I expect no surprises for me. All of them are deserving of the undefeated the way they've been playing.
Indeed, and a lot of these teams with some big tests, I think, happening this weekend. So I'm very excited to watch them and see if they can remain undefeated.
Mm-hmm. And Big East Big 12 Challenge is almost coming to an end. 2 games left to play. The Big East leads 5-3. Past couple days, number 7 Texas, they drop another game to number 23 Seton Hall. I know you have some words to say about that one. Number 15 UConn falls to West Virginia. Butler wins in overtime against Oklahoma, and Marquette takes down Kansas State. What are your thoughts?
Sorry, my mic just cut out there, but yeah, the Texas game, obviously, it's a good opponent. Seton Hall's a very good team, but I really do think Texas had their struggles, and they were scoreless for, I believe, 6 minutes at that time, from the 8-minute mark in the second half to the 2-minute mark or something like that. And that's why they lost the game. They had it for the most part of this game. It was very back and forth all in all, but I really think Texas should have won this game. And if they didn't have that drought, it could have been a different storyline. Obviously, Trey Mitchell played fantastic. And, I mean, some other guys chipped in there. Timmy Allen chipped in a little. Marcus Carr chipped in a little. But overall, not a good performance for Texas. Very good stuff for Seton Hall. They're definitely legit. And I'm very surprised because they lost Mamu, obviously, last year. And they're still doing very good stuff. Bryce Aiken was clutch down the stretch. Jared Roden is fantastic. Miles Kale had a pretty good game. And obviously, the transfer, Alexis Yetna. Very good stuff for him. I was very impressed by his stuff. And just good stuff for Seton Hall. They're going to move up a ton. West Virginia, very good upset over UConn. UConn obviously dealing with some injuries, so I think that's why they lost that game. But obviously, Tash Sherman played fantastic. Butler, legit team this year when they are healthy and showed in the win over Oklahoma. And good stuff for Chuck Harris in this game. And obviously, Marquette, they're pretty good this year, man. Big East is fantastic. I'm very impressed by the Big East thus far. I think they're one of the better teams in college basketball this year. Or better conferences, excuse me.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. Seton Hall is legit. Obviously, Texas, there's some lack of chemistry, you can still see it's there. UConn, obviously, this was my upset, one of my upsets I called. You don't want to go to West Virginia and play West Virginia there. It's brutal. Butler, Oklahoma, that was a good game start to finish, and Butler just prevailed at the end. And Marquette, in my opinion, no surprise there. But yeah, Seton Hall, very legit. I think Kevin Willard will be going to Maryland next year. I'm calling it right now. I think he's the front runner, the early front runner for the head coaching job at Maryland.
Yeah, we'll see if your prediction's right. But now time for top performances of the day, or the week, I should say. First up, Mikey Dixon from Idaho. Very interesting stuff here, Idaho. Mikey Dixon, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. Who they beat? One of your Sweet 16 teams there, South Dakota State, drops a very bad game. Idaho is 2-7. Keep that in mind. So not a good loss for South Dakota State in this one. But, yeah, good stuff for Idaho, I think. Next up, Jordan Hall, St. Joe's, 33 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Good win over Penn St. Joe's had. Looking to be pretty good to start the season off. Caden Rice, Georgetown, 34 points, 10 three-pointers made. School record for Georgetown. Good one for UMBC for them. Obviously, Georgetown, another Big East team looking to get back on track. Next up, finally, Ron Harper Jr., Rutgers, man. Obviously, you know what he did, 30 points, 10 rebounds, game-winning three-point buzzer beater at half court to beat number one Purdue. So thoughts on these top performers?
Yeah, all these players are really good. Mikey Dixon, obviously, he started his career at a high major school in St. John's and just been around the map at this point. But, yeah, good win for Idaho, obviously. Not a happy guy since they won against South Dakota State, but he played well. Jordan Hall, obviously, one of the players we expected to blow up in the A-10, and he certainly did in the win over Penn. Caden Rice, Georgetown, this was unexpected in my opinion. But, yeah, he was hot. And Ron Harper Jr. as well, he was hot. 30 points, 10 rebounds. Needs to play like this consistently for Rutgers to have a chance and compete at a high level in the Big Ten.
Yeah, definitely agree. So, very good stuff for all four of these guys. Very surprising, I think, still with the Idaho game. Not a good look for South Dakota State, as I said. But best game, obviously, no surprise. Purdue-Rutgers, do I need to say any more? Probably not. That was just the best game of the week, for sure. One of the better games, I think, of the whole season so far in this, obviously, first 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And let's just get to the weekend slate. This weekend slate, strong, but not as strong as a typical weekend, I'd say. Let's just think of things off with today. UVM versus Brown, who do you have in this one?
Yeah, man, this should be a very good game. Both these teams coming off wins. Oh, no, UVM lost to Providence their last game out, but Brown, very good, one of our Merrimack that they had. I'm going to go Vermont, man. I think this team's legit. I think this team's definitely the best team in the America East now. So far, start the season off. I'm going to go Vermont winning this game.
I'm also going to go with Vermont winning this game.
Next game up, trap game, I think, for Memphis. Obviously, looking to bounce back from a three-game skid. Taking on Murray State, a team you do not want to face coming off a three-game loss. Losing streak, excuse me. So a pretty crucial game, I think, for both sides. Murray State, this would be a very good game for them to win. Currently 7-1 right now. Who do you have winning this crucial game up there in Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis needs this game to stay afloat. I think they find a way to win this one.
Yeah, I got Memphis. They definitely need to win this one. I think they will, but Murray State could definitely give them a run for their money. Could be a very close game. I really do think Memphis will win this one, but do not be surprised if another upset's coming.
Mm-hmm. And next up, Loyola Chicago versus Vandy. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, give me Vandy. I think this game could get off to go back and forth. It really depends on how Vandy shoots. And their offense has been very high, very low at points this season. I think if it gets to high, Vanderbilt can win this game. But Loyola Chicago do have Ugak and Brandon Norris coming back. So definitely could be an interesting story for them. So I'm going to go with Vandy, but this game could be very close.
Yeah, in my opinion, Penny Hardaway is a glorified Jerry Stackhouse. I feel like they're both terrific recruiters, just not good coaches. Got to go with Loyola Chicago here.
Yeah, definitely, but it could be a very good game. Final game of today's slate. Very interesting one here. DePaul taking on Louisville. Both these teams looking pretty good to start the season off, but obviously DePaul coming off a win, I believe, that after the loss to Loyola Chicago. Louisville still looking to be pretty solid. Who do you have winning this game?
Got to go with Louisville here.
Yeah, I'm picking the upset. Give me to Paul. I love this team, and could be a biased pick, but I really do think it could be very close.
Mm-hmm. And now for the Saturday slate, kicking things off with Nebraska versus number 18 Auburn. Obviously, Auburn without Bruce Pearl for the first of two games. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I don't think it matters if Bruce Pearl's there. They should be all right. I'm going to go with Auburn winning this game pretty surmountably.
Yeah, same as well. I got to go with Auburn here.
And top 25, Big Ten matchup, Wisconsin, number 22 team in the nation, taking on the number 21 team in the nation, Ohio State. Fantastic game for both sides. Very crucial early December game for both sides as well. Who do you have winning this crucial opening Big Ten matchup for both these teams?
Yeah, I think this one's a toss-up. I'm just going to go with Wisconsin here.
It's not opening Big Ten matchup. I apologize, but I really do think it's a toss-up. I'm going to go with Wisconsin as well. They've been rolling, and definitely expect them to have a huge jump to their rank if they end up winning this game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And next up, neutral site game, number 24, BYU versus Creighton. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, interesting game. Obviously, I think Creighton could definitely keep this game very close, but I really do think BYU has had some good wins, and I think the win after Utah State should definitely carry them over. I'm going to go BYU winning this game.
Mm-hmm. I got to agree with you. Although I'm a Creighton fan, these two teams play the exact same way. They like to run up the floor, take shots fast. I think BYU does it a little better than Creighton does it.
Yes, and next up, interesting game here. Arkansas, currently undefeated still, number 12, taking on Oklahoma after coming out that loss to Butler. I think Oklahoma still has a very good chance to pull off a massive upset. Do you see this happening in a very good SEC Big 12 matchup?
I do see it happening. I'm going to go with Oklahoma getting an upset at home.
Yeah, this should be a fantastic game. I think Arkansas will end up prevailing at the end, but I would not be surprised if this is within a five-point margin.
Mm-hmm. Next up, another Big Ten matchup. Penn State takes on number 19, Michigan State. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, Michigan State obviously blew the lead open against Minnesota. Yeah, it ended up being a very close game. I do think Michigan State will win this game. Penn State, though, could keep this game relatively close for the full 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree with you. Got to go with Michigan State here.
Next up, I think this is one of the better underrated games of the day tomorrow. Colorado State, obviously undefeated, taking on an SEC team in Mississippi State. I know this is definitely a biased pick for both sides, I think, but this should be a fantastic game. And who do you have winning this pretty crucial matchup on Saturday?
Mississippi State, obviously, both the teams. You're a Colorado State fan. I'm a Mississippi State fan, so I think we'll both be kind of biased with our picks. But, yeah. I think this is a flip of a coin game.
Yeah, man, I love this game a lot, and I think it's going to be a very good game. Good resume builder from both sides, I think, in this one. I'm going to go with, obviously, my team, Colorado State, remaining undefeated, but I really do think this will be a very close game, and I really do think Mississippi State matched up well with Colorado State, but I really do think those Rams are something different this year, so give me them winning this game.
Mm-hmm. And next up, Drake takes on your school, Clemson. You're not going to be at this game this time, but who do you have in this one?
Yeah, could be an interesting game. This is for the holiday Hoopsgiving, or I don't really know what it's called. You know what the name of this is called? Holiday Hoop Fest, is that what it's called?
Something like that.
But regardless, I think Clemson will end up winning this game. Obviously, been in a skid. Definitely need this one at home. Drake's a very good team. They've had some fair share of close games themselves. They kept it very close with St. Thomas Moore, I think it was. But I really do think Clemson will win this game. Drake, a very good team, though.
Yeah, I got to go with Drake here. I think they're the better team.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, but we'll see what happens on Saturday. Next game up, though, we got a pretty good one. I think this one is a Pac-12 versus Big East matchup. UCLA, the number 4 team in the nation, taking on Marquette. This is a fantastic game. It's definitely a heavy popular game for this Saturday slate. Who do you have winning this one?
UCLA.
A man of one word. I'm going to go with UCLA as well. I think Shaka Smart can keep this game pretty close, but UCLA, definitely the much better team in this one.
Mm-hmm. And another high major matchup, but should be a one-sided one. Mizzou takes on number 8 Kansas. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, Mizzou is not the same team. They're definitely very underperforming so far this year. I got Kansas in a big one.
Yeah, Kansas by 30.
Yeah, that should definitely be a close one. I mean, not a close one, but this one should be a close one, if I do say so myself. St. Bonnie's taking on UConn, number 15. Obviously, UConn coming off the loss. St. Bonnie's still with one loss on their season. Do you have St. Bonnie's showing an upset brewing, even without Kyle Lofton still?
Yeah, I don't even think this is an upset. I feel like these two teams are perfectly matched up for each other with or without Kyle Lofton. I got to go with St. Bonnie's here because I'm a big St. Bonnie's guy.
Yeah, injuries definitely riddling for both sides. I think if Kyle Lofton was playing, St. Bonnie's could definitely have a good chance at an upset, but I think without him, it's definitely going to be very hard. I'm going to go with the UConn winning this game. I think St. Bonnie's will keep this game relatively close in this one.
Mm-hmm. And number 13, Tennessee, looks to bounce back as UNC Greensboro travels to Knoxville. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, UNC Greensboro haven't seen too much of them this year. Obviously not the same team without a lot of their guys and their coach, Wes Miller. I'm going to go Tennessee winning this game. Must win, bounce back for them.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. Got to go with Tennessee.
Next up, arguably one of the better games of the weekend. Arizona, number 11, taking on Illinois. Both these sides, very good big men, very good all-around teams. Should be a fantastic one here in Champaign. Who do you have winning this one?
Mm-hmm. I originally have Arizona. I'm going to change my pick. I'm going with the Illinois upset here.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Arizona. I think their matchup well, they match up well against Kobe Coburn, and I think their guard play is much better than Illinois. So I'm going to go with Arizona winning this one. I think it could be a very good game, though, for both sides.
And another top 10 team plays, that will be Kentucky. They'll be taking on Notre Dame. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, Notre Dame obviously lost to BC. That's pretty much all I need to say. I got Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Yep, nice game up. A very good one, I think, here, right here. Number 25, LSU taking on Georgia Tech. We know who you're taking, but team this game could be pretty close.
Yeah, got to go with Georgia Tech here, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, who else would you pick but Michael Lovell in this one? I'm going to go LSU winning this game. First game being ranked for them, I think they'll definitely show it. It's going to be a very high offensive scoring game for both sides. I bet the line for the over-under is probably in the 160s, if I do say so myself. But, hey, that's going to be your play if you call it. I don't know what your play is for the weekend. We'll see what happens with that. But I definitely think this will be a high-scoring game. I'm going to go LSU, though.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Minnesota, Michigan, Big Ten matchup. Who do you have in this one?
Could be close. I'm going to go Michigan, though. I think this team's much better than Minnesota. Minnesota, a fraudulent, I think, previously undefeated team, in my personal opinion. Hey, they're doing good this year, though. I can't knock them for that. Ben Johnson's been doing as good as he can with what he's been dealt. I'm going to go Michigan, though, winning this game.
I will also be going Michigan with this game.
And the great battle of Cincinnati it is. And I forget what this challenge is called, the rivalry is called. Just know it's hell in a cell, according to John Rothstein. It's going to be Cincinnati taking on Xavier. Very good game for the battle of Cincinnati. What do you want in this game?
Yeah, I think this is one of the best rivalries in all of college basketball history. Obviously, you know, the best rivalries, Duke, UNC. I can name them all. I have a brain fart right now, but I think Cincy Xavier is up there with one of the best rivalries in all of college basketball. I got to go with Cincy here.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely up there with best rivalries. You got, obviously, Duke, Kansas. You got Louisville, Kentucky's up there. I mean, there's a lot of other ones that have been brewing as of recently, mostly in the Big Ten, I think, personally. And then you got Rutgers, Seton Hall. We'll talk about that on Sunday. But I really do think Xavier ends up winning this game. They've been rolling, only one loss in their season so far. And coming off a good win against Oklahoma State, I got Xavier winning this game.
Mm-hmm. And last game of your Saturday night, number 14 Houston, number 9 Alabama. What a way to end things on a Saturday night. Who do you have in this one?
Indeed it is. What a way to end it. Very good game. Probably the best game of the weekend. Second best game of the weekend, excuse me. Best game of the Saturday slate for sure. I'm gonna go Houston winning this game. Alabama obviously coming off the win against Gonzaga. Will they stay up to par winning two back-to-back top 15 games? My guess is no. I'm gonna go Houston bouncing back and getting back into the top 10.
Mm-hmm. I think so as well. I definitely agree. Houston is the hottest team in college basketball right now. You've seen they've blown out their opponents in 3 straight games. I think they're going to take it to this game.
Yeah, but I think this could be a very good game with both sides, obviously. But I'm going to go Houston as well. And next game up for the Sunday slate now, we are in Florida State, South Carolina. Florida State, man, they have not looked too good to start the season off. They were ranked the preseason AP poll. I've not really had too many wins on their column that have been beneficial. Taking on South Carolina in this one, do you have Florida State hopefully bouncing back in the Leonard Hamilton era?
Yeah, Florida State will bounce back.
Yeah, they need to win this one. They need to win these ones if they want to have a chance of making it to March. They definitely get it done here. I got Florida State as well.
Mm-hmm. And Jackson State goes and takes on number 17, Iowa State. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, Jackson State, not the team I thought they were going to be. Obviously lost Tristan Jarrett. That's probably why they haven't been the team I thought they were going to be. I got Iowa State in a big one in this one. They've been rolling. I definitely see them cracking the top 15 easily.
Oh, yeah, definitely agree with you. Iowa State here.
And Purdue, the number one team in the nation, bouncing back against NC State, it looks like. I think they're on the road once again. Do you have another road upset for Purdue in this one, or do you have obviously them covering?
Purdue's going to win this game.
Yeah, I don't see Purdue losing two in a row. I still think they're one of the better teams in college basketball, even with the loss to Rutgers. I got Purdue in this one in a big one.
Mm-hmm. And next up, number 6 Villanova, number 2 Baylor, the best game of the weekend. Who do you have in this one?
Best game of the weekend for sure. Villanova has more good wins against some opponents. Baylor has not really had a true realistic opponent. I know they played some teams, but this is going to be the best challenge that they've had all season. I'm going to go with Baylor winning this game. I think it's going to be a very good battle for both sides. I think Baylor, that defense is looking – it's going to be a very low-scoring game, I think. Both sides have been very – good on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. I'm going to go Baylor, though, winning this game in a very close one and a very good one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go opposite. I'm going Villanova. They've faced a lot more tougher opponents. I think they're more ready for this one than Baylor is.
Yeah, it's going to be a very good game, I think, with that one. Next game up, though, number 20, Florida, taking on Maryland. Both these teams have definitely seen a lot of decline in their season so far. Both need a win desperately. Who do you got winning it?
Got to go with Maryland here. Florida does not look the best right now. Neither does Maryland, but I think Maryland will pull this one off.
Yeah, both these sides not looking too good. Maryland coming off a loss to Northwestern. Obviously, Florida did lose to Texas Southern early in the week. Did bounce back against North Florida. I'm still going to go with Florida winning this game. They need to get their season back on track. I think keep winning these games if they need to. Will help, hopefully help that and compensate for the loss against Texas Southern.
Mm-hmm. And Long Beach State, they travel to number 16, USC. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, lopsided game, USC for sure. They've been looking very good to start their season off.
Yeah, USC.
Man, final game of this weekend slate. It's a rivalry game between the Battle of New Jersey as Rutgers taking on Seton Hall. Both these teams, very good upset wins that they had on Friday, or Thursday, excuse me, or Wednesday. No, Thursday. I'm sorry. I'm mixing my days up. It was Thursday. Yesterday, Thursday. Yeah. But obviously, Rutgers just beat Purdue. Seton Hall just beat Texas. Both these teams looking to be very good. And maybe have a chance to be ranked. I don't know about Rutgers necessarily, but Seton Hall has a very good chance to boost their resume even more. So who do you have winning this most crucial game in the Battle of New Jersey?
Yeah, one of the more underrated rivalries in college basketball. I'm going with Seton Hall here. If it was at Rutgers, I would have gone Rutgers because obviously you saw what happened last night. They don't lose at home, but they're away, so I got to go Seton Hall.
Yeah, man, Rutgers does not lose at home. Definitely showing so far this season, and it's been a common theme for the past couple of years. I'm going to go Seton Hall as well just because of that fact, and I really do think if they had – I think without Ike Obiagu, it's going to hurt, obviously. We don't know how long he's out for, but I really do think Seton Hall is legit, and they should definitely be a top 15 team if they can pull this one off against Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it is all for today. Obviously, only two episodes this week. We'll be better than ever. Next week, I say.
Indeed, we will. And obviously, going to have a Monday episode, which will be episode 200, actually, believe it or not. And I'll be back in my studio for that one. And obviously, I think you might have a final on episode 200, unfortunately. But we'll see what happens with that. But obviously, definitely stay tuned for an in-person episode on next week as well. Definitely going to have that one out for you because we definitely need one. It's been a while and definitely need. We're going to have a lot of time together, hopefully, over this break. So, hopefully, we'll get a couple of in-person episodes, happening over this break. But, yeah, obviously, in for a fantastic weekend in store. Obviously, not too much going on for the sports world. Obviously, the Army-Navy football game is coming on Saturday as well. Probably the better football game of the slate. But college basketball, man, definitely showing up this weekend especially. Should be a lot of great games there. And, obviously, it's a very big weekend for me in fantasy football as I need a win or I need some help to get into the playoffs. I know you've already locked your spot in, and we might be playing each other round one of the playoffs for fantasy football, so we'll update you on that, obviously, on Monday. But, yeah, I think that is all we have for today's episode. Any final words before we close this thing out?
No.
All right, so that's all we got for today's episode. 194 days till March Madness begins. Very excited for that. We've had a lot of great March Madness-like games, and we're definitely expecting a lot more as the season progresses. Week 5, obviously, coming to an end. Week 6 will be on Monday. AP poll, the usual on the Monday episode, so definitely stay tuned for that one. So, yeah, that is all we have for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always, and it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.